From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Trump has responded to North Korea's most recent missile launch. He made a remark during a speech to military personnel and their families at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland, just outside Washington, D.C.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
Meantime, the NATO Secretary General said on Twitter that North Korea's missile launch is another reckless breach of UN resolutions and a major threat to international peace and security, which demands a global response. At the United Nations, the Security Council condemned the missile that flew over Japan. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says his country wants to match the military force of the United States and vowed to complete his nuclear program. Starting Monday, world leaders will gather for their annual UN meetings in New York, where President Trump will make his debut on the UN stage. Mr. Trump's National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, has a preview of what the president's message will be to the UN General Assembly.
The president will express support for Secretary General Guterres' reform efforts. The United Nations, of course, holds tremendous potential to realize its founding ideals, but only if it's run more efficiently and effectively.
President Trump's Tuesday speech likely will be widely watched, not least of all by the North Korean delegation, which, because of the seating rotation in the hall, has drawn a front row seat this year. The UN just recently expanded sanctions on Pyongyang after their latest missile test. This is VOA News.